Minister, I want to ask you, the Taoiseach and your party leader, of course, Micheál Martin, was commenting this week on Sinn Féin in relation to defamation actions. He said that there was a coordinated strategy now by Sinn Féin to sue media outlets. Is that a view widely shared in Fianna Fáil?
Well, I think look, the record speaks for itself. You see it in a number of Sinn Féin deputies who have taken defamation actions against the media, and that's now reflected in other parties, so or not.
Well, Fianna Fáil, there was a number of Fianna Fáil figures over the years had very high profile defamation actions on the go.
Yeah, but I think if you look at the very large number of application or defamation actions that have been taken, but I think the bigger issue here is that our defamation laws simply are not fit for purpose, that they do support what I would call the slap applications, where somebody, maybe they don't even think they can win their case, but what they do is they issue a defamation case, and I'm not talking about any particular case in particular here, but they can issue proceedings against the media, whether it's a newspaper or whether it's a television, without a view to even seeing that case finished out, but with a hope to having a chilling effect. And that's why in the review of the Defamation Act of 2009, anti-slap measures are recommended in it. And I think it's something that really has to happen.
Sorry, are you not the minister responsible for defamation in the department?
No, it comes under Minister McIntyre. But Minister McIntyre has already brought that review to the cabinet, so she has, in terms of bringing and looking at bringing those reviews into action. And that anti-slap part, I think, is absolutely crucial, whereby media...
But, I mean, a lot of people, and I know a lot of journalists would have felt this watching Micheál Martin in the Dáil this week, would have said, well, you know, he has some neck to some degree. You know, the various governments that Micheál Martin has been a part of have sat back and, you know, turned a blind eye and turned a deaf ear to, you know, pleas from media groups and others over the last 20 years for these issues to be addressed?
Well, look, I can't address the history. What I can say is that what the Department of Justice is doing now is bringing forward the defamation review and looking to bring forward now the review and the reform of the law to ensure that there are strong powers there for the media to be able to publish things that are in the public interest and not have a situation where they're having to make perhaps economic decisions whether or not to defend
defamation cases. I'm very tight for time, so I just want to let Piers Doherty in and just to explain to people that word SLAP, which you might hear around this issue a lot, it's an acronym for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. And Piers Doherty, Mary Lou MacDonald, your party leader, has raised issues with the Council of Europe saying that Sinn Féin leader files slap against RTE.
Well, first of all, if RTE don't defame us or don't lie about us, we won't take defamation proceedings. And let's be clear about this here. There would be no defamation proceedings, and many of them have been successful. Indeed, you know, the minister talked about strategic stuff. I don't know anything of that nature. We will not allow the media to spread lies or to defame members of our party, either whether they're public representatives or whether they're individuals. They have the right themselves personally to take action against the media. That is what defamation laws are there for. So, you know, that's very clear. And what hasn't been dealt with here is the fact that Micheál Martin, bizarrely, in the Dáil, actually put false information on the public record. He used leaders' questions to respond to a question, suggesting that Sinn Féin had access to an RTE interview
Indeed.
That wasn't broadcast.
And he has acknowledged since then that he got that wrong.
Completely and utterly wrong. And it's not the first time that he's got that wrong, but that's the go-to of Micheál Martin, which is it's about attacking Sinn Féin. So let's be clear about this here. If people don't, if the media aren't defaming elected members of Sinn Féin, then there will be no defamation proceedings. But does the minister, or indeed the Taoiseach, believe that the media should be allowed to defame us, should be allowed to spread lies about us, and we should just sit back and allow that to happen? Well, I can tell you for one, that is not going to happen. Because people have the right, whether you're an individual out there or whether you're a public representative, to defend your good name.
Okay, I need to take a break.